that. Let's begin our study in Biblical Hebrew today. We are in chapter 15, page 144, exercise 3. So if everybody can turn there. No problem. Line 1. Everybody echo me, please. Yaakov, Yatzah, Yerushalamo. Now, got to stop here. I have a note. A lot of the students' books have a hirek under the mem. Please fix that. It should be a chataf kametz. So it should say Yerushalamo. What does yours say, Herb, or a name student number 3?
Yerushalam Mo.
The kametz with the shiva in front of it is called a chataf kametz, and it makes an O sound. Okay. So everybody, from the beginning again, Yaakov, Yatzah, Yerushalamo, Im, Basar, Behemto, Kamincha. Let's do that again, since we need to get our Hebrew mindsets on. Yaakov, Yatzah, Yerushalamo, Im, Basar, Behemto, Kamincha. So what is the word Yaakov?
Jacob.
Yatzah is perfect tense, pa'al verb. It means what?
Went out
or went forth. So Jacob went out. Yerushalamo is what?
Toward
Jerusalem. That's what that hey at the end is. Toward Jerusalem. Im.
With.
How do you know it's with and not if?
Wrong silent vowel.
Because it's a wrong silent vowel. That's right. It's an ayin instead of an aleph. Basar behemto is a word pair form. We know Basar is a word pair form because of the Shiva under the bait. It's not Basar, it's Basar. Behemto. What's Basar?
Meat
or flesh. So in the word pair form, it's meat of. Behemto, his
cattle.
Ka mincha. What is the ka?
As
or like. Mincha. An offering. So Jacob went out toward Jerusalem with meat of his cattle as an offering. Yeah, in this case it wouldn't be like an offering because he's actually going to make the offering. Everybody good with that one? Number 2. Asiti.
Et.
Hamincha.
Hazot.
La'imi, la'yom, ha'aim. Oh, everybody know what that is, right? La'yom ha'aim?
Mother's Day,
we would say in English.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Asiti is from asah, which is make or do. So the T at the end means I, right? So I made. Et is the direct object marker. Hamincha is what?
This gift.
Hamincha is the gift, but then hazot is this, so you have to put them together. This gift.
Mm-hmm.
Notice hamincha and hazot both are definite. That's how you know it's an adjective phrase, that this modifies the gift.
So hamincha and hazot go together.
Go together. That's exactly right. So I made this gift.
Yep.
La'imi. What's the lamed?
For.
Imi.
My mother.
Another lamed. For. Yom ha'aim. The day of the mother. The day of the mother. Or we would say in English, Mother's Day. But in Hebrew, there are no contractions. Number 3. Everybody ready? Echo me, please. Anshe, Yeri, Yishpatu, Bain, Zoni.
Zoni.
Uvain.
Uvain.
Zonecha.
Zonecha.
Again. Anshe.
Anshe.
Yeri.
Yeri.
Yishpatu.
Yishpatu.
Bain.
Bain.
Zoni.
Zoni.
Uvain.
Uvain.
Zonecha.
Zonecha.
Anshe comes from Ish. What's Ish?
Man.
Man. Anashim, men, anshe, men of. What's Eri?
My city.
Okay, so the men of my city. Where does the thee come from, the men of my city?
My makes it definite.
If the last word of a word pair form is definite, the whole thing's definite, and the my makes it definite. Excellent, ladies. Don't spit on your neighbor. Yishpatu comes from Shaphat, and Shaphat is to judge, right? Yishpatu, it's imperfect, right?
Yishpatu.
Uh-huh.
Yishpatu, okay.
Right, so the people of my city will judge. Bane appears twice, so how's it translated?
Between.
Zoni.
My flock.
Uvain, that's just as translated as and. Zonecha.
Your flock.
Your flock, correct. Ready for number four? Everybody, please. Ahavti. Basar. Im. Lachmi. Ach. Lo. Achalti. Basar. Bechol. Yom. Ahavti comes from Ahav. Ahav means what? Love. Ahavti, perfect tense.
I loved,
correct. Basar.
Meat.
Im.
With.
Lachmi comes from Lechem. What's Lechem?
Bread.
What's the E at the end?
My bread.
So I loved meat with my bread. Ach.
But.
Lo achalti.
I did not eat.
Basar.
Meat.
Bechol yom is an idiom.
Every day.
Good. I thought you guys were going to have some trouble with this, but you're doing great. Number five. Echo me, please. Shalachnu.
Et.
Kaspenu.
Kaspenu.
Lamalkenu. Nope, that's not right.
Nope.
Lamalkenu.
Lamalkenu.
Lakiso.
Lakiso.
Let's do this one again. Shalachnu.
Et.
Kaspenu.
Lamalkenu.
Lakiso. Malkenu, you got that little dot there in the k, which keeps it just as a k sound. So shalachnu comes from shalach. What's shalach?
We sent.
Mm-hmm. Shalachnu, we sent. Et is the direct object marker. Kaspenu is
our
silver or money. Kesef is silver or money. So our silver or our money. La, what's the la?
Two.
Malkenu,
our king.
La,
four.
Kiso,
his throne.
Exactly. In other words, he wanted a new throne, and he was going to make sure y'all paid for it. Number six. So, number six, echo me, please. Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Hahu.
Hahu.
Haya.
Haya.
Gadol.
Gadol.
Va'anachnu.
Va'anachnu.
Shamarnu.
Shamarnu.
Et.
Kavod.
Shmo.
Shmo.
What's Hamelech? Just that part. Hamelech. The king. But it's Hamelech Hahu. What is Hahu?
This king.
Not this king.
That king.
Mm-hmm.
I have that
one
now.
Did you? Then what you wrote down was right. And how do you know that modifies king? Because they are both definite. So HaMelech HaHu is that king. Just remember, Biyom HaHu. Biyom HaHu, in that day. What day? Day of the Lord. Biyom HaHu. HaMelech HaHu, Hayah. What's Hayah?
Was.
Gadol.
Great.
Va'anachnu. And we. Shamarnu.
Guarded.
It, direct object marker. Kavod Shemo is a word pair. You know, because of the Shava under the initial kaf. What's Kavod by itself?
Honor.
Honor or?
Glory.
So we'll go with honor of, because it's a word pair form, Shemo.
His name.
Excellent. Number 7. Echo me, please. Damam. All. Artzenu. Laolam. First thing you notice is it's not damim. So it's not plural. Damam. Dam is what?
Blood.
So what is the am ending?
There.
There. So it's their blood. And then it's a noun sentence. So we need to put in a is. All upon Artzenu, our land, Leolam,
forever.
Correct. Their blood is on our land forever. Excellent. Exercise 4 on page 145 says fill in the blank with the form of the underlined noun which agrees with the second half of the sentence. They want a right answer again. Imagine that. Then translate the entire sentence. Well, on number 1, the underlying word is kisi.
Kisi.
What does kisi? Cedar throne. So kisi, my seat or my throne, right? Everybody go, Make me feel better. Okay. And the last blank, you have to say his throne. If Kisi is my throne, what is his throne?
Kiso.
That is correct.
Yeah, because the dots above, they can go.
That's correct. So, let us read the sentence. Echo me, please. Aliti. All. Kisi. Vahu. Allah. All. Kiso. So Aliti comes from Allah. Allah means to go up or ascend. Aliti, therefore the T ending tells us that it's perfect tense. So who went up?
I went up.
Or I ascended. All. On. Kisi.
My
throne. We're going to be kings.
Okay.
You could put my seat if you want to. For who? And he, Allah,
went
up all
on
Kiso.
His
throne or his seat. I don't really care which one you use. We're just being the royal we today. Number 2, Adam. Yatzah.
Me'artzo.
Ve'ata, yatsata, how do you say, from your land?
Me'artzecha
is correct. Me'artzecha.
I wrote it and I translated it.
So let's read it together, please. Echo me. Adam. Yatsah. Me'artzo. Ve'ata. Yatsata. Me'artzecha. Now let's translate it. What's Adam?
Adam
or a man. It's either one. Yatsah.
Went out.
Me'artzo. What's the may?
Right.
From Eretz is
land.
So Artso.
His
land. So a man went out from his land. Right? Va'ata.
And you.
Yatzata.
Went out.
Me'artzecha.
From your land.
From your land. Excellent, folks. Number three. They have underlined Malko. Malko. Malko is the second word of a word pair. Kavod Malko means what? The honor of his king. Right? So we have to put in at the end of the sentence, it says, Kavod, the honor of, what goes in the blank? How do you say their king?
Malcham.
Malcham is correct.
I put Malkim, but it's pronounced
Malcham. Malcham, that's right. Okay. Kim is the ending for Ya'al. Am is the ending for there.
Okay.
So, ekami, please. Avraham.
Avraham.
Yishmor.
Yishmor.
Et.
Kavod.
Kavod. Malko.
Malko.
Vahasarim.
Vahasarim.
Yishmaru.
Yishmaru.
Et.
Kavod.
Malkam.
Malkam.
Let's break it down. Avraham.
Abraham.
Yay. What's Abraham mean?
Father
of a multitude. Raham is a multitude. Yishmor comes from Shamar. What is Shamar?
Guard.
Guard. The Yi on the front says it's imperfect.
Will guard.
So Abraham will guard. It is a direct object marker. Kavod Malko.
The honor of his king.
The honor of his king. Vehasarim. And the chiefs, or the commanders, Yishmaru,
will guard,
at direct object marker, Kavod Malkam,
the honor of their king.
Excellent. Everybody good so far? Number four, Haim, Lakhu,
at
Hazahav,
Laminchatam,
Ve'ata, Lekachta,
Et,
Hakesef, Laminchatecha. Lamin hatecha. Because that is, well, let's translate. Haim is they lakhu
took
at direct object marker hazahav
the gold
la minchatam
for their offering
ve'ata and you lakachta
took
at direct object marker, hakesef,
the silver.
What's la minchatecha?
For your offering.
La minchatecha. Correct. La minchatecha. Yep. It's got two ch's in it. Ooh, number five. Ahav.
Yaakov.
Et. Ishto.
Va'ani.
Ahavti.
Et.
Ishti. Correct. Excellent. So Ishto is?
Wait a minute. I didn't get
Ishti.
How do you spell
Ishti? I would say Aleph with the Hirek. Sheen with the Shiva under it. A tav. What do you hear, Kim?
Is there a yod at the end of that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's E. What was it?
Ish.
T.
Okay. Kind of like English T.
Yeah.
Ish T. So what is Ish To?
His wife.
Ish T. My wife.
That's why I put my husband in there.
That's why you put your husband in there. Uh-huh.
You can't say your
I couldn't
wife.
Say I love my wife.
No.
I love my husband.
Right. So Yaakov Ahav.
Jacob loved.
Ishti. His wife. Va'ani. And I. Ahavti.
Loved.
Et. Direct object marker. Ishti.
My wife.
Or in your case, your husband. Okay. Which would be a perfectly acceptable thing to put in the blank. Number 6. Moshe. Yichtov. Et. Mishpato. Vanaomi. Tichtov. Et. How do you say her judgment?
Mishpata.
Mishpata is correct. So Mishpata, his judgment. Mishpata, her judgment.
T-A-H,
if you're writing it in English. Mm-hmm. So let's translate that. Moshe. Moses. Yichtov.
Will write.
Mishpato.
His law
or his judgment. Va'Naomi.
Naomi.
Tichtov.
Will write.
Mishpata.
Her judgment.
What's that?
Do you think they'll match?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Number 7. Ooh, the underlined word is aholi. Everybody say aholi.
Aholi.
What is aholi?
The tent.
Nope.
No.
My tent. So we need to put in the blank at the end, your tent. And it's feminine singular, not masculine. Isn't that nasty?
Yeah.
So what goes in the blank at the end?
Aholik.
Aholik is correct. Aholik. So let's read all sentence, please. Amati. Lifnei,
Aholi,
Balaila,
Va'at,
Amat, Lifnei, Aholech. Now let's translate it. Amati.
I stood.
Lifnei.
Before
or in front of. Aholi.
My tent.
Balaila.
In the night.
Va'at.
And you.
Amata
stood.
Lifnei.
In front of
or before. Aholich.
Your tent.
Excellent. Number 8. The underlined word is bano. What's bano?
My son.
Not my son.
His son.
Somebody's son. His son.
It's a son.
Bano, his son. So at the end, it has to be our son. How do you say our son?
Benenu.
Benenu. So let's read the whole sentence now. Hakohen.
Yatsa.
Im. Beno. Mimitzrayim.
Ach.
Anachnu.
Lo.
Yatsanu
im
benenu.
Benenu. That's right. That's a new one.
Right. That's a new on the end, which means our.
And I wrote it right there and you didn't say it.
Got. It begins with Hakohen. What's Hakohen?
The priest.
Yatsa.
Went out.
Im.
With.
Beno.
His son.
Mi Mithraim.
From Egypt.
Ach.
Egypt.
But anachnu,
we
lo yatzanu,
did not go out,
im,
with
benenu,
our son.
Very good. Exercise 5 probably caused you guys to tear your hair out.
I did.
This way.
I can't believe I don't know these words.
How do you say my house?
Beiti.
Stood.
Amad.
Near.
Al-Yad.
Your house.
Beit Ha.
Or I would accept Beitecha. In the middle of
Betoch,
the field.
Hasadeh.
Excellent.
No, field.
Hasadeh, field, that's right. We don't know the word for cake yet, so we got to stick with field. Number 2, we will guard.
That's a phrase.
We will guard. It's just one word. Nishmor is correct. Nishmor. Our flock. So you got to put an et in because the direct object's definite. And then our flock is Zonenu. Our flock, Zonenu. Zona would be his flock, Zoni, my flock, Zonenu, our flock. That,
Asher,
will be, that's imperfect. From Haya. What's the imperfect? U starts with the Tav, so it's T-Yi. T-Yi. Mm-hmm. Tav with a Hirik. Hey with a Shiva. Yod, Hirik, Yod. T-Yi. Sounds like you're tickled, right? Some T-Yi. Yeah, T-Yi. That was will be around. Would you say Saviv? That'd be good. On. All. Our land.
Art Zenu.
And normally the Saviv would go at the end. So normally you would write it as Nishmor et Zonenu. Asher ti yi al artsenu saviv. But the order is not all that important. You're doing great just to know what the words are. Number 3 begins Moses. I bet everybody knows Moses.
Moshe.
Will judge. Yishpot is correct. His people, using Am as people. How do you say his people?
Amo.
In front of
Lifnei,
the gates of the city. So it's a word pair form. How do you say the gates of? Sha'arei, the city.
Ha'ir.
Yes, absolutely. So Moshe Yishpot Amo Lifnei Sha'arei Ha'ir. Number 4. Her name. Shema is correct. Is just implied.
Naomi.
And she.
Vahi.
Took. Lakha. A gift. Mincha. To her mother. La ima. But. Ach. She did not take. Lo. La cha. A thing. Davar. For her father. La Aviha, correct.
La Aviha.
La'aviha.
Field.
Right. La'aviha. Number five. David.
David
loved. Ahav. His honor. So we have to put a direct object marker in there. At. How do you say his honor?
Kavodo.
Correct? Kavodo. And his money. It's va'et. His money. Kas ho. Kas po. Uh-oh. But, he did not love Lo Ahav, direct object marker, at his wife. Ishto.
Well, that's not very nice.
I know it's not very nice. Oh, well. I'm sure it wasn't King David.
David down the street.
David Abramowitz. Number six is a long sentence. Our son, Benenu, yeah, we just had that one, went out.
Yatsah.
Mm-hmm. From the border of Megavul, our land, Artsenu, with his mother, Imo, his father, not Avo, Aviv. Mm-hmm. Remember, you can't have two vowels in a row. So it's Avi, and then you can't say Avi-O, so it's Aviv. His little brother. Oh, that was nasty. How do you say his brother? What's that? Achiv. Mm-hmm. Achiv. Again, it's another. It's Achi and then the attachment, so it can't be Achio. It's Achiv. How do you say little? Not Zakane, that's old. Ketan. Ketan. So it's Achiv Ketan, his little brother, his flock. That one's regular. What's flock? Zone. Put his on the end, that's an O, so Zono. And his cattle. Yes, Uvhemto. Uvhemto. Yep, Uvhemto. For not having written them all out ahead of time, you guys are doing really well. Number seven is this young man. Let's do young man first. Na'ar. But since it's this, that's definite. So we have to put ha in front. So it's ha-na'ar. This is Hazeh. So ha-na'ar Hazeh, this young man, remembered. Zachar, the face is a definite direct object, so we have to put in the at. The face of his daughter. What's the face of? Pani, right? It's Panay, sorry, Panay. The face of his daughter. Bito. Bito is correct. So don't look at the answer book, because the answer book is wrong. Bito is correct. Forever and ever. Le'olam va'ed. Exactly.
Hey, I remember that.
Le'olam va'ed.
Got it.
Le'olam va'ed. Number eight. Our king knew everything about the dishes of gold. How do you say our king? Malkinu is correct. Knew.
Yada.
Yada is correct. Everything. Hakol is correct. About all the dishes of gold. So obviously it's a word pair, right? How do you say dishes of? Kalei.
Yep,
that's two dots. That's two dots, and then gold. But it has to be definite, so Hazahav. The dishes of gold, Kalei Hazahav. Kalei Hazahav. Hey, it was a good effort. Exercise 6, read and translate. So this is much easier, huh? They're going to give us the Hebrew. Remember when you thought reading English was the easy part? Number 1, everybody says ma, shemeich. So that's the question. What is ma shemeich? What is your name? And the answer is Shemi. What's Shemi?
My name.
My name. And then is has to follow that. Sarah.
Sarah.
The shame.
And
the name of Achi. My brother. Moshe.
Is Moses.
Right. I think you guys are getting this. Number 2, me.
Me.
Yishpot. Bain. Gavuli. Uvain. Gavulecha. The answer to the question is Aviv. Yishpot. So what's me?
Who?
Yishpot.
Will judge.
Bain appears twice.
Between.
Gavuli.
My border.
Uvain doesn't get translated except for and. Gavulecha.
Your border.
The answer is Aviv. Whose father?
His father.
Yishpot.
We'll judge.
I know they left it kind of vague. We don't know who he is, but.
Who is he?
I don't know. Number 3, me.
Me.
Kara.
Kara.
El.
El.
Bitenu.
Bitenu.
Hakatana.
Hakatana. That's hard to say.
Hakatana.
Hakatana.
Yep, Hakatana. And the answer to the question is Anachnu.
Anachnu.
Karanu.
Karanu.
El.
El.
Bitachem.
Bitachem.
Hakatana.
Hakatana.
Yeah, you can dance to that, right? Me.
Who?
Kara.
Called.
El.
To.
Bitenu.
Our little daughter.
Just Bitenu.
Our small daughter.
Our daughter. Uh-huh. Hakatana.
Little.
Yeah. So who called to our little daughter, which you guys gave me all at once. I know I was trying to break it out for the people in cassette tape land that may not be as smart as you are. Anachnu.
We.
Karanu.
Called.
El.
To.
Bitachem.
Our daughter.
Hakatana.
Your.
It's not our little daughter. It's
your small daughter.
Your small daughter, your little daughter.
Your small daughter.
Yep. Chem is y'all's. If you read what you read, okay. Number 4. Ooh, number 4 goes for 2 lines.
Yeah.
Echo me, please. Me.
Me.
Yatsa.
Mitoch.
Admati.
Admati.
Hahara. The answer is Anochi. Yatsati. Im. Zoni. Me'ad matcha. Yes, me'ad matcha. One more time.
Me'ad
matcha. Al. Gavul.
Heharim.
Okay, let's translate from the beginning. Me,
who,
Yatsa,
went out.
Mitoch,
from,
from the midst of Admati.
My ground.
Hahara.
Toward the mountain.
Toward the mountain, correct. Answer, Anochi.
I.
Yatsati.
Went out.
Im.
With.
Zoni.
My flock.
May Admatcha.
From your ground.
Ad.
As far as.
Gavul Heharim.
The border of the mountains.
The border of the mountains. Excellent. You guys feeling better about yourselves yet? A little bit. Okay. Number five. Et.
Me.
Ahavta.
Bechol.
Levavcha.
Uvchol.
Nafshecha. That sounds like a Bible verse. But the answer is Ahavti.
Et.
Bani.
Ve'et.
Biti.
Bechol.
Levavi.
Uvchol.
Nafshi. Notice it's a question, and it's et me. So, Ahavta, who did you love? That's why there's a me after the et, or an et before the me, because you is the subject, not who. So, who did you love? Bechol levavcha.
With all of your heart,
uvchol,
and
with all of nafshecha,
your soul.
Good. Ahavti.
I loved.
Et, direct object marker. Bani.
My son.
Ve'et biti.
And my daughter.
Bechol levavi.
With all of my heart.
Uvchol nafshi, and with all of my soul. Excellent. Number six. Ma ra'item misha'are beitchem. If that's not a mouthful. The second line. Ra'inu
et
Achichem
ve'et
demo
ve'et
charbo
bayado.
So let's do number six. Ma, what? Ra'itim.
Did you see?
Plural, right? Misha'are beichem.
From the gates of your house.
So what did you see from the gates of your house? Ra'inu.
We saw.
Et, direct object marker. Achichem.
Your brother.
Yes, it's singular. Vachichem. Notice this chapter is possessive endings of singular nouns. They haven't taught you possessive endings of plural nouns yet. There's a whole other chapter for that, and y'all just go, yay! Va'et and damo,
his blood.
Va'et and charbo,
his sword.
Biado,
in his hand.
In his hand. Excellent. Number seven, echo me, please.
Ma.
Tochal.
Tachat
ha'etz al yad
may
hayam. Ooh, that's a good one. The answer is ochal
et
basar
zoni
ve'et lechem
ami.
If anyone says I ate my people, That's wrong. Number seven says, Ma.
What?
Tochal.
Will you eat?
Tachat.
Under.
Ha'etz.
The tree.
Al yad.
Near.
Mei hayam.
The water of.
The sea.
Excellent. In response, Ochal.
I will eat.
Etz, direct object marker. Basar tzoni is a word pair string.
The meat of my flock.
Why is it the meat? Because my flock is definite.
And
lechem ami.
The bread of my people.
Yep, they're going to have some challah. Everybody, challah for challah. Number eight. Echo me, please. Me.
Yimloch.
All. Avdechem. Bimei. Hamilchama. Answer. Avinu. Yimloch.
All.
Ha'avadim. Bayamim. Ha'eleh. So let's translate this. Number eight begins with me.
Who?
Yimloch.
Will rule.
All. Over. Avdechem.
Your
servants or slaves. Singular. Your servant slaves. Or your slave. Singular. Bimei hamilchama.
In the days of the battle or the war.
Yep, anytime you see an A ending, it was im, plural, in its plural word pair form. That's what A is plural word pair form. And the answer, Avinu, our father, Yimloch, will rule all
over
Ha'avadim,
the slave,
or slaves, plural, or the servants, Bayamim, Ha'ela.
In these days.
Right.
Well, that was a little bit easier.
Yeah. Good. Now let's turn the page.
Let's not do this.
Shoot, me too.
You thought we'd run out of time long before this, huh? You were hoping?
We were hoping.
So here's what we will do. We will first go over exercise 7 to see what needs to be changed for next time. And then we'll go back and do some vocabulary review. Okay? So on sentence 1, Hasarim is underlined. Right? Hasarim is underlined, so it has to be changed. Yatzu is going to have to be changed because that's plural. Badarkam, the am ending, is there, so that's got to be changed. Mimekomam, that am ending, is plural there, so it's got to be changed. But Mitzrayim doesn't have to be changed at all. They finally gave us a word that's fine. Vahaim. Has to be changed because that ties back to they. Avru,
that has to be changed.
Et Hagavul is fine. There's at least two words you don't have to change. On line 2, Anochi is underlined. Shamarti, see that T ending? That's got to be changed. Et's just fine. Kavod Avi. Avi has to be changed. That E ending is my. And if I is no longer the subject, my may not be correct. Ki is okay. Ki is for or because or that even. Ahav T. That T there has to be changed if it's not I anymore. Et Nafsho does not have to be changed because that's his soul. And that does not refer back to I. But the last word of the sentence, lavavi, my heart, that will change if I is no longer the subject.
Like, Gimel is Naomi. Would that change the
Nafsho won't change. That's his soul, and that's not dependent on who the speaker is. Lavavi, the E at the end is my heart. Yes. If it's not I, it could be your heart, her heart, their heart. Number three, again, Anochi is the first word. I, it's underlined, that'll be changed. Ahavti, the T at the end is I did it. Et Kavodi, the E at the end is my. That'll have to be changed. Vaetz, fine. Shemi, my name. That'll change. Vaet is fine. Koli, my voice. That'll change. Vaet's fine. Nafshi, my soul. That'll change. And the sentence didn't end there. Keep going to the next line. Ach is fine. Lo is fine. Asiti, that'll change. Devar's okay. Laartzi, my land, will change. We good? We ready to quit yet? No, we're not. Mm-hmm. We're hanging in there. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Number four, Avraham. It's underlined. You know that means it changes.
Yes.
Yishlach, he will send. Well, it may not be he. It could be she. So that yod may have to change. That's fine. Lahem to, what's that O at the end?
His,
so that could change. El artso, that O at the end could change, his land. The who is and he, it could be and she and we. Yishmor will guard, that's got to change. Et Bahem to, his. Mimalko, that could change. Hara, we wish that would change. But it's not going to. What if it becomes her king? Does it become Hara'a? No. Because Hara modifies king, not her. Mm-hmm. Number five. Makomi. Well, you know that's going to change because it's underlined. And that's my place. So, Bakisei is fine, but Avi may change. May not be my father. Asher won't change, but Baveti, the ending may change. It may not be my house. Hakatan is fine because that modifies house. Doesn't care whose house. Asher is fine. All is fine. Admati, that could change. Sentence hasn't ended yet. It just goes on to the next line. Asher is fine. But how about Ba'artzi? That could change. Asher, fine. Betoch, fine. Gavuli, though, that can change. Could be her border instead of my border. Number six, Eshpot is underlined. I will judge. Et Bissar is fine, but Zoni, my flock, that can change. Va'im, Tov is fine. Ekach will change if Eshpot changes. Et is fine, Habasar is fine, Kamincha is fine, but Lamalki, my king, can be your king, our king, their king. Y'all had a king. Number seven, Ani. I don't know why they used Anochi in 2 and 3 and Ani down here, but maybe to see if you still remember, it means I. Yatsati, that'll change. Migavuli, oh, that'll change. Yerushalamo, that won't change. You're still going toward Jerusalem. Lichvod, that won't change. But Ami, my people, could be your people, her people, their people. Im, with, lechem, bread, that doesn't change. Uvasar, and meat, doesn't change. But yadi, that can change. Yadi. Oh, and then once we get through that, down at the number 8, read and translate this hymn from the Jewish prayer book. It's actually a song. Ein Keloheinu. Well, you get the idea. We'll do it when we get there. And then a tall tale adapted from a Jewish folk tale about kevis, which are sheep. Then the book of Ruth, and you'll be halfway through the book. But let's review our vocabulary for just a moment. Go back to the beginning of chapter 15 to page 139. Let's review chapter 15's vocabulary, where we know that Ahav is?
Love.
He loved, because I put in the vowels. Ach, but or only. Basar,
flesh
or meat. Gavul,
border.
Yatzah, he went out or went forth. Kavod, honor. Kisei, cedar throne. How do you know if it's cedar throne? Context. If it's king, it's a throne. Mincha, gift or offering. Zon, flock. Ketan, little or small. Shafat, he judged. Toch.
Between.
Nope, middle of. Middle of. Bane is between. Toch is in the midst of. Vocabulary of chapter 14. Echad.
One.
Gadol. Great or big. Zakain. Old. Old. They may be little, but they're old. Chacham.
Wise.
The wise man is Chachamim. Tov.
Good.
Yosef.
Joseph.
Leah.
Leah.
Maod.
Very.
Saviv.
Around
or roundabout. Rav.
Many.
Much or a lot of. Ra.
Evil
or bad. Tachat. Under or instead of. Chapter 13's vocabulary. Page 116. It never hurts to go back and review vocabulary on occasion. Adama. Ground or earth. Ain.
There is not or there are not.
Just think of ain't, which our English teachers used to wash our mouths out for. It surely is from the Hebrew, right? Ain. Ela.
These.
Aim.
Mother.
I get those two confused. The there is not and mother, they're so similar.
Ain and aim. Okay, I can see it. Hine. Behold, here is. Shut up and listen. All those good things. Zot.
This.
Zeh.
This.
How can they both be this?
Feminine.
Yes, correct. One's feminine, one's masculine. Zera. Seed or?
Descendants.
Mm-hmm. Yam.
Sea.
Yom.
Day.
Uh-huh. That's not in the list. No, just checking. Yesh.
There is
or there are is the opposite of?
Ain.
Ain and yesh are direct opposites.
There is not and there is.
Yesh, there is. Ain, there is not. Lila.
Night.
Lila Tov.
Good night.
Ruach.
Spirit, breath, or wind.
Spirit, wind, or breath. Shemayim.
Heaven
or sky. And Torah.
Torah. Instruction or
chapter 12's vocabulary. Never hurts to review just a little. Don't open your books to this one. Just close them. Because these are verbs. These are verbs. Achal.
To
eat. Ate. Amar.
He
said. Halach.
He
went or walked. Zachar.
Remembered.
He remembered. Yada. He knew. Uh-huh. Just think of Yad, Yada.
I always hear Murray Goldstein say, Yada, Yada, Yada. I know.
Yashav.
That
settler resided, Yashav. Ketav.
He wrote.
Lekach.
He took.
Malach.
He ruled.
Matzah, not matzah, but matzah. He found. Patach.
He opened.
Klingon. No, he opened. Kara.
Sword.
Called or proclaimed. Cherev is sword. Kara. Call or proclaim. Shalach.
He sent.
Shema.
He heard.
Shamar.
He guarded
or kept. Hey, you guys are doing great. So I will give you a break and we'll stop class for today.